And welcome to the End Time Shofar, End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast. I'm your host, Gerald. Today's podcast, we'll be responding to the horrendous shooting that took place almost a week ago there in Jacksonville, Florida. This podcast will be dealing with Jacksonville shooting, nation rising against nation. Those of you who have been listening to the news, about a week ago or so, horrendous act by that murderer and killer, Ryan Palometer, brutally murdered Angela Michelle Carr, which is 52 years old, AJ Ligari Jr., which was 19 years old, and Deshaun Gellion, which is 29 years old. Just kind of reviewing some things. All the victims were African-American, and this Ryan Palometer left a manifesto. Man was really full of hate and demons. Let's just get down to it. That's just when you let that amount of hate reside in your heart. The Word of God says that anger rests in the bosom of fools. It makes you do foolish things to be so angry at Black people where you just go out and you don't have any type of humanity and you go out and you kill people like they're animals just based on their skin color. What's so ironic and what's so funny about what's called racism, you go off phenotype, off physical characteristics, how people look physically, like their eye color, their hair, the color of skin and other stuff, and not genotype, because what's hilarious about that, I'm not laughing about the situation, but I've seen it taking, doing ancestry.com, doing DNA testing, and all, and it's so ironic that I have distant cousins that are Caucasian. But if you go based off racist philosophy and opinions and other things and all, and doctrines of these racists and all, and they talk about evolution and other things and all, they come up with some stuff that's very much crackpot, and just among other things and all. We are definitely living in the sign of the times, and even Jesus talked about that. I want to get to that. That's the main point. Before I get into that, I do highly suggest that you pray for the city of Jacksonville. You pray for the victims' family who have to bury loved ones due to the fact that untimely death, somebody took it upon themselves to be their judge and executioner just based on their race, unfortunately. We're living in the times that Jesus talked about. And Jesus said in Matthew 24:7, he says, "For nation shall rise against nation and kingdom against kingdom. And there should be famines," which we're seeing, "and there should be earthquakes in diverse places," which we've been seeing. He also states at the end of the age, he focuses on is the rising of one nation against another. When we look at the word nation in the Greek, it's ethnos, which means race or tribe, pretty much ethnic group or our tribe. In other words, Jesus was prophesying the end of the age, there would be an increase of tribal or ethnic conflict with different groups. We know that Jesus was just not God manifested in the flesh, but Jesus was definitely the greatest prophet that ever was born. So he's spot on in his prophecies that are almost 2,000 years. I know when we focus on racism, we focus a lot on black and white, but I mean, it's wide parameters of nation rising against nation. You see this occurring in the continent of Africa. You look at examples of southern parts of certain parts of Nigeria, I believe the northern tip, where there's tribal slash religious conflict, where Muslims are slaughtering Christians up there in the north. A lot of it is based on religion, but a lot of it also too is based on ethnic groups or different tribal conflicts that take place. Racism has existed a long time up on this earth. We see prime examples of American slavery, which was horrible. I don't care what Governor DeSantis there in Florida has to say. Slavery was not a cakewalk. It was very brutal. It was very demeaning and dehumanizing of the people. We also see in Nazi Germany, not even 100 years ago, less than 100 years ago, the Holocaust that took place. And there's lots of different things that take place within people having this racist philosophy and all. One is eugenics, is a thing that's used and formulated, made popular by people like the founder of Planned Parenthood. It's a very racist lady who came up with things early on with eugenics. And Marie Stopes, which was a eugenics and pro-abortionist there in England or Great Britain, she was the British counterpart of Margaret Sanger, Planned Parenthood, that had this racist philosophy and doctrines and used eugenics, wanted to use eugenics of using it as a means of ethnic cleansing, which you see in a lot of other areas, which we've seen in times past. We've seen things happen within times past within the Sudan, where you had Arabs who were using ethnic cleansing of the Black Sudanese people, killing off the men, impregnating the women, raping the women, and just a long line of things. We can even look at over in the former Yugoslavia with the Serbs and the Croats and Albanians and all. That was a form of nation rising against nation and ethnic conflict that takes place. We've even seen the uptick of anti-Asian violence that have taken place, especially when COVID began to really take a hold of the country, and racist people were blaming the Asian population of bringing COVID into the country due to the fact that it originated there in China. And common sense would tell you, not every Asian person's from China, you know, but when you're very ignorant and you're driven by demonic powers and you have hate in your heart, you'll look at somebody and they're not even Chinese. And you look, they may be Japanese, they may be Vietnamese, they may be Korean, they may be Filipino. You just automatically assume, oh, you know, they brought over that COVID and caused all these problems, and we hate them, and just some other things and all, which is very much unfortunate. So we have to look at the wide spectrum of things that occur, things that have occurred in the past, in the city of Los Angeles, where the Mexican Mafia, which are the shot callers in predominantly Hispanic neighborhoods in Southern California, were telling their foot soldiers that you need to drive out Black people in your community and drive them out by any means necessary. So we see a long list of things that take place. I think sometimes within the media, which it does occur, I'm not denying that you have instances where white people exact violence against Black people. But even in times past, you've had Black people who go out and just randomly attack white people. I believe it was a situation years ago there in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, where gangs of African-Americans were attacking Caucasian people. So it's across the board. So we are living in a unique time, and it's becoming a little bit more prevalent that's taking place with this occurring, with ethnic groups rising up against other ethnic groups and doing violent acts against other groups, and people are on edge and really impatient and impatient. And if you're not living seriously for the Lord, you can really be overtaken by this ethnic superiority spirit, or seeing another ethnic group and want to do violent acts against them and start building up hatred in your heart. We live in a crazy world, but Jesus talked about that years ago. I do want to go back, because I did mention that. It was back in 2011, a group of African-American youth in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, which was called flash mobs, were attacking white people at the Wisconsin State Fair. So when we're looking at the times that we're living in, and there's more stuff that's occurring, I also believe the story came out, I think it was either the same day or the day after, it was a Caucasian man that was ready to attack a predominantly African-American church there in Pennsylvania. Some women saw him at the stoplight and saw that he was fully armed with weapons, and called the police. And then also too, he tried to get into the church. The church was packed and it was locked. We could have seen a lot of bloodshed that occurred within a week's time after the Jacksonville shooting. So we look at even the thought process of this Ryan Polymeter. He has swastikas and all these other stuff on his weapon. It's crazy how people can revere Adolf Hitler, which was demonically possessed, very hateful, and it's just some crazy times. I want to look at, I found this article shortly, it came out after the shooting. It's from USA Today. I know it's secular publication. Some stuff I think is worth looking at. Some stuff I think they may kind of embellish, or they want to create an atmosphere, fear. But it's titled, "Hate Crimes in Big Cities Hit Record Highs for a Second Year in a Row, and New Data Shows It." It shows from in between 2021 and 2022, the study was done by Cal State San Bernardino University, which they tallied up that back in 2021, there were 3,026 incidents of hate crimes that occurred in 2021 in 42 cities. Moving on to 2022, it tallied where it went up by almost 300 more acts of hate crimes. It went up to 3,320. So you see uptick of violence that is occurring, even with the FBI last year, or with 2021. They reported that a jump in hate crimes went up to 31%. So you see an instance of what Jesus says, nation rising against nation and all these things, wars and rumors of wars. We're hearing rumors of war. China may go to war with Taiwan. China may go to war with the United States. You're hearing a lot of different rumors. Israel may go to war with Lebanon. This is becoming much more prevalent, much more as we see Bible prophecy unfold, that folks, this stuff is wrapping up very quickly. Even when we look at some of the most recent history that has taken place here in our country, we can look back at the brutal act that happened May 14th of 2022 there in Buffalo, where 18-year-old goes and kills 10 African-Americans there, just minding their own business, shopping in their neighborhood. He comes from out of state and streams it on social media, the attack. And a lot of these people were just harmless as a fly. What baffles me is why did he chose to go to Buffalo, go to an area, and then harm mostly older African-American people, or people that didn't really pose a threat at all, even if, but wouldn't go into like some gang infested area or something like that. And he would have been met with a challenge. But it just shows you how when the devil grabs a hold of your mind, it makes you do some crazy things. We can look at even the shooting that occurred back in August 3rd of 2019 in the city of El Paso, which was predominantly Latinos that were just killed by a shooter just based on their race. And these people leave these crazy manifestos and all these things that was going on. That was a hate crime also too. We can look at some of the anti-Semitism that's taking place. 2019, back in April 2019 in Poway, California, shooting occurred at an Orthodox Jewish congregation there with anti-Semitism. We see another instance in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, in October of 2018, where 11 people were killed based on anti-Semitism and based on them being Jewish. And then Dellen Roof, who ruthlessly went to church there in Charleston, South Carolina, sat up there in that AME church while they had Bible study, and then eventually end up shooting and killing nine people. Even going back to that, I did mention that this guy was attempting to do the same act to a black church there in Pennsylvania and was unable to get in. The damages and the mayhem and the things that could have occurred if he was able to get into the church would have been mind-boggling. So it's just so crazy how we've seen even times past that white supremacists have bombed African-American churches, have killed and maimed children that were sitting up there in the church. I can, I know, I believe they did a movie on that, but I know that the four young black girls that was in the church there, I believe in Birmingham, Alabama in the 60s, which was bombed, just innocent girls who never had a chance to pursue getting married or a career or anything like that. But racism and hatred, it's a cancer that can eat you up. Churches need to talk more about that, because you have members who have certain feelings about other ethnic groups and all, and you may not say racial slurs sometimes and other stuff, but how you, you're microaggressive and other things, how you may conduct yourself, how you are around people, how you treat people, you can come across treating people of a different ethnic group a very adverse way, a very aggressive way, a very hateful way, and all. And the church has to do, especially in this country, has to do a lot better. I'm very skeptical. I don't know if that's going to ever happen, because we see things and then people, we're going to make a commitment and diversity and we're going to try to pull together, and people still carry that. I would hate to be a Christian and you stand in judgment in front of Jesus and you hold racist beliefs and supremacist beliefs, whether it's black, white supremacy, Latino supremacy, Asian supremacy, and you're going to have to give an account to that. But we are definitely living in the last days, a sign of the times that nation is rising against nation. We see across the globe, ethnic conflict is taking place. And ethnic conflict doesn't always have to deal with somebody of that has different skin color. There's ethnic conflict that takes place with people that have same skin color, but come from different type of tribes or ethnic groups that are occurring. So we have to be vigilant. We have to stay prayerful. We have to be able to properly discern the signs of the times. We have to always view things when things, these tragedies and other things occur, we have to be able to interpret it from a biblical worldview and give a proper answer. So God bless. This is the End Time Show for our End Time Bible Prophecy Podcast, signing out. You guys have a blessed, safe weekend, this Labor Day weekend. Pray for me as I pray for you. And God bless. And we're signing out.